Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Next, the crippling cost of rents. Earlier this month, the Residential Tenancies Board warned of concerning trends of rent increases in Galway that need further investigation. It announced it's going to probe the issue after 2 years of rental inflation in Galway City. In the past 12 months alone, rent in Galway have increased by 12.6%. The average monthly rent in Galway City is now €2,304. So how are tenants coping with these increases? Our reporter Peter O'Connell travelled to Galway to speak to people about their rental experience.
Shop Street in Galway City on a sunny late May morning. The mood seems quite good, but for many people in the City of the Tribes, finding somewhere to live at an affordable rent is quite a challenge.
I've been living in a caravan now for almost 2 years. I'm really struggling to find anywhere that I can afford.
Yana Mende would love to have a room of her own in Galway, but says that costs and lack of availability have made that impossible so far.
Obviously, a caravan is not an ideal situation. I also have two cats. It's very hard to find accommodation, find a home that allows pets, and just the affordability, like looking at just a single room for over €600-700 a month is just not sustainable for me. I'm from Belgium. If I compare to what I could get in Belgium for €500, like I've rented there for like €650 a full house in the city of Bruges, you know. So it's just, yeah, outrageous.
Yana says that many of her peers in Galway are also finding it difficult in what is an ultra-competitive rental market.
I don't necessarily know anyone else in a caravan at the moment, but I know people that sometimes have to live out of their cars because they're being evicted. I know loads of people that have to move back home because they can't afford it, and that's people in their 30s, 40s, you know.
Catherine Reynolds also lives in Galway City. She returned from Spain 5 years ago.
When I came back in 2020, I was paying €800 for the first place I was in, and then I think I went to €600 where I was sharing with six other people. And then in the last place, we were splitting €1,100 between two people, which went up to €1,300 about 3 months later. And then the landlord tried to increase it again to about €1,500, which is when we had to go to the RTB for some support because it just wasn't okay. Currently, I pay €700, and that's for room in a shared house.
Peter, nice to meet you.
You too.
You're welcome to Galway Simon. Right.
Karen Golden is the chief executive of Galway Simon. She says that rents in Galway City have increased enormously in the last 5 years.
In the last number of years, what we're seeing in Galway City between 20 and 25 is a 75% increase. There are very few people whose net household income has increased by 75% in the last 5 years. And what that means is that for people in the private rental sector, there is more and more pressure on household income, and higher percentages of household income are being spent on housing, on rent.
The rental crisis extends well beyond Galway City. Sharon Goldie lives in Lochray with her 18-year-old autistic son and is one of 4,297 people on the housing waiting list across Galway.
For the last 5 years, I've been living in temporary accommodation in the town of Lochray. We moved from Galway City because our landlord was selling the property we were in, so we had to move. So now we're in a four-bedroom temporary accommodation, and myself and my son, we only have a room each in this house.
And Sharon Goldie says that not having his own space has had an adverse impact on her son.
My son deserves the best. Like, he's autistic and he just deserves better. You know, my son was a really outgoing kind of boy when we moved in there, and he's kind of just gone into himself, like doesn't want to kind of go out much anymore, you know, do anything. Do you know, he's kind of lost his mojo, like his motivation. It'd be hard for any mother to see her child going through that. I think what people don't seem to understand is that being in a temporary accommodation and going through what we're going through really does affect, you know, your mental health. It changes you as a person.
Don Colleran is an estate agent based in Eyre Square, and he says that the rental market has never been more challenging.
I'm coming across a lot of people coming close to retirement, and for whatever reason they would have lost their house through maybe the crash or through separation, and they're moving out of senior or to middle management jobs. They've been well able to pay 2,500-3,000 rent, but now they're retiring. the properties aren't there and they can't afford to meet the rent. So we have a crisis at all ends. We have crisis for first-time buyers and we have crisis, unfortunately, for people who are now retiring and finding it difficult to find rental properties or properties to buy. Because the reality for most of these young couples particularly, their mortgage repayments will be less than their rental repayments and they'll have something to show for it at the end of their term.
My name is Coach Nicholson and I'm the co-chair of CATU Galway. We're a union for tenants and I suppose for the wider community. If you work full-time, minimum wage at the moment, your monthly income is less than the average rent at the moment. So it's the situation is just dire and rents need to come down.
The cost of rent in South Galway is now almost on a par with Galway City. Tracy, which isn't her real name, has lived in South Galway for 15 years and finds that securing somewhere to live has got harder.
When I first moved, I had the choice. You know, you go on Daft or one of the property websites and there was a number of places to rent and I found a place quite easily, did the deal with the landlord and it was great. But then over the course of about 8 or 10 years, things changed rapidly. I was still in a good situation. But when the landlord came to me and said he was selling the house, you know, having been there for 10 years, I was panicked, obviously.
While Tracy has since found a place to rent for herself and her teenage sons, she says that life as a renter is an uncertain one.
Because you don't know when you're going to have to do it all again. Pack everything up, find somewhere new. You know, very few landlords anywhere in the country, or but particularly around here, are willing to do a long term, you know, 5 years. You can't make a plan. And as a mother, there's nothing more unsettling than not knowing where you're going to be.
And that was our reporter Peter O'Connell speaking to renters in Galway.